ABC News.
Jono Weekly with the top stories. CSIRO staff say they're disappointed and uncertain about which research areas will be cut, with as much as 350 jobs to be slashed. The scientific research organisation says the cuts are part of a major overhaul to secure its long-term sustainability. The agency says funding hasn't kept pace with the rising costs of running a modern science organisation. One of Australia's biggest thermal coal customers, South Korea, has vowed to phase out its use in a move which analysts say spells trouble for fossil fuel exports. South Korea has officially joined the Power Past Coal Alliance at the COP30 summit in Brazil, a group of about 60 nations committed to ending the unabated use of thermal coal. The International Energy Agency reports South Korea is the world's fourth biggest importer of thermal coal, and it is Australia's third largest customer. The Australian share market has suffered its worst day since April, with analysts saying fears have gripped the market ahead of the release of AI tech company Nvidia's results later this week. Nvidia's strong earnings have helped propel Wall Street to recent record highs. The ASX 200 has lost more than 1.9%, with more than $59 billion wiped off the market. Cryptocurrency Bitcoin is also continuing its recent slump, dropping below $90,000 for the first time since April. ABC News.